We have gotten to that midpoint of the summer, which means Philadelphia's Once Upon a Nation program of storytellers around Independence Mall is half over. The program puts a rotation of 40 performers at 8 benches around the mall to tell passersby stories about Philadelphia history. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a teenager who is Once Upon a Nation's youngest performer.
Maybe you are like a lot of Philadelphia residents who only visit the city's historical sites when you have a visitor come in from out of town, not Zoe Levenstein. She's 17, a self-described history nerd. She's been visiting Philadelphia's Once Upon a Nation story benches regularly for most of her life.
Every summer, like probably 4 years and on, my family would come down and do the benches at least once a summer, sometimes twice or three times.
The benches are operated by Historic Philadelphia, and they feature performers who entertain passersby with various stories from Philadelphia's past, from the life of James Fortin to the local origins of Girl Scout cookies. Now Levenstein is on the other side of the bench as the program's youngest storyteller.
Someone stole it.
Here she has a tale of the country's first bank robbery. It happened in 1798 at Carpenter's Hall, right after a blacksmith named Patrick Lyon repaired the bank vault and then left town.
But he does agree it's pretty suspicious, the timing of his move. It almost seems like he fled the scene of the crime. But Patrick is innocent, and he thinks he knows who did it.
Although just 17, Levenstein has a history with Once Upon a Nation. At just 10 years old, she started writing stories as part of an essay contest called Future Storytellers, and later got to read it in public. Her previous understanding of how Once Upon a Nation works gave Levenstein a leg up, because it's a fairly unusual program.
I've been working in museums, historic sites, my whole career, and have never experienced a program like it.
That's the director of Once Upon a Nation, Jason Greenplate.
There are thousands of historic districts throughout the country. Most of them you're reading signs and, you know, looking at a map to get yourself around. This, the people and the performance add such a deep layer to Philly.
Levenstein is a rising senior at Germantown Friends School. She said this is a great summer job because she gets to tell stories about Philly that are off the beaten path.
Everyone knows about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. Like, I was kind of a Revolutionary War nerd. I could read about them wherever in my big book of presidents, but I wasn't hearing the stories about Jane Johnson, who was enslaved and was able to gain her freedom with the help of William Still, Henry Box Brown, who was an enslaved man who nailed himself to the North.
Once Upon a Nation is looking for the next generation to submit to its Future Storytellers contest. Kids 8 through 12. This year's deadline is July 21st. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.